It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Who will your favorite NFL team pick in the first round? This is the 2023 NFL Draft on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have traded the 24th pick to the New York Giants. With the 24th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Deonte Banks, defensive back, Maryland.
Deonte Banks, cornerback, Maryland. Banks has the size, length, and speed you want in a boundary corner. He can reroute receivers at the line or run with them down the field. Banks is a solid tackler, but his physicality sometimes gets him in trouble in coverage.
So, Deonte.
All right, Deonte Banks, as we welcome you back to our 2023 NFL Draft coverage here on San Diego's number one sports talk station. This is 97.3 The Fan, Chris Ello, along with Braden Suprenant and the coach, John Quintero, piecing together first-round coverage of the big old NFL Draft. Deonte Banks is the 25th pick by the New York Football Giants.
24th.
Right, I beg your pardon.
They traded with Jaguars.
Yes, you're right. They traded up with the Jaguars. Jaguars will have the next pick. So That is where things stand right now. Banks going another cornerback coach. There's been a lot of cornerbacks today, and, you know, I think you have to have at least one cornerback if you can't get two, because teams are throwing the ball all over the place. You got to have at least a fighting chance to try to slow them down.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking. We've seen Christian Gonzalez go. We saw Weatherspoon go early. Joey Porter was on the table. He was probably rated high, by most people, higher than Banks. I like Banks. I had him. He's a four-year starter. He's played a lot of college football. I mean, he's a proven product. I had him going somewhere early, you know, maybe the first five or six picks in the second round. We saw Forbes go, the kid out of Mississippi State that I liked. Cam Smith, the defensive back out of South Carolina, he was probably even rated ahead of Banks a little bit. I mean, this is not a bad pick. It's not a tremendous reach because the guy was supposed to go early second round, but, you know, they maybe have liked his workouts or maybe liked their interview with him a little bit better. But, I mean, he's a talented guy. He'll be all right.
I had Deontay Banks going to the Commanders. And I had Emmanuel Forbes going to the Giants, and they flip-flopped. So, obviously, the Commanders really liked Emmanuel Forbes. Giants get another corner at Deontay Banks. And, you know, I think at this point, and we talked about it already, this draft being so corner-heavy that, you know, if you're getting any of these corners in the first round, you're probably really helping out your ball club anyway. So it's just kind of a pick of who's left, you know, in the cornerback spot, and that's what we're going to go with. I am surprised that Joey Porter Jr. is one of those corners that has fallen as far as he has right now. But you know, Jacksonville, Chris, will not pick next. They traded their pick with Buffalo, so now Buffalo's on the clock.
Buffalo Bills. Nobody circles the wagons like these guys. They're going to make their pick here in the first round. Buffalo. Probably, at least for my money, guys, been one of the most disappointing postseason teams the last couple of years, don't you think?
I would agree with that.
I think everybody had these guys going to a Super Bowl last couple of years, maybe even for the last 3 years with Josh Allen. And, you know, they came up real. I mean, they had the heartbreak loss, I grant you, but it was still a loss to Kansas City a couple of years ago. And then last year, inexplicably, just came up flat against the Cincinnati Bengals in that playoff game. So, I don't know if Buffalo really needs to get over the hump. They seem like they have just about everything except for that, you know, playoff magic.
Well, you go back, Chris, 2 years ago, you know, they had that heartbreak, crazy finish in Kansas City and got beat in the playoff game. But they didn't have a run game the entire year. I mean, their run game was Josh Allen. And you're not going to win too many championships with your quarterback being your primary rusher. And they got a little bit better last year. But that's an area they need to continue to focus on and not depend on their quarterback as much as they do.
Well, I don't know if there's any running backs that are in this spot, Braden. Do you have anybody for the Bills or what are you thinking here?
Well, I had the Bills taking a wider. I had him taking Quentin Johnston, actually.
Uh-huh.
But obviously, he's off the board. Very interesting to see where the Bills go. I mean, obviously, somebody they thought was not going to survive much longer as we trade up. I know Dallas was looking at tight ends, and, you know, not a single tight end has been taken yet. And the top-ranked tight end is Dalton Kincaid. So maybe the Bills think they need to go get Dalton Kincaid and jump in front of Dallas, who was expected to get him if he was there, which he is still technically available. So I think, you know, for me, probably, you know, I'm going to take an eye on Dalton Kincaid and see if, you know, he's the guy that Buffalo wanted to go get because they know Dallas is going to get him. And, you know, aside from him, I was looking at my other notes I had on Buffalo, Chris, and it was a couple of guys that have already been taken. So we'll see what they decide to do. I mean, obviously they got Dalton Schultz, so. Or not Dalton Schultz. They already have a couple of tight ends, but, you know, maybe they think they need some more weapons offensively to try to win. But their biggest problem is their running game. They don't really have a running game, and there's not necessarily a running back available for Buffalo that's going to be able to break the bank. I mean, two of the guys that would go in the first round have already been taken. So they had to trade up. So my guess is as good as anybody else's. I'm going with Dalton Kincaid.
That'll be news to Dawson Knox. Yes, that's the guy you're searching
that's
for.
That's what I was thinking. Dalton
all right,
Schultz
now, the top-rated quarter or tight end is probably Mayer, the kid out of Notre Dame at 6'4", about 250 pounds. Dalton Kincaid is an incredible athlete. You guys may not remember this. He started his career right here at USD. playing for Dale Lindsey. And he transferred up to Utah and has done a great job up there. He has had some concussion issues, if I'm not mistaken, but he is just a great all-around athlete. And everybody you talk to put a first-round grade on him. He's a good run blocker. He can catch. He can run. I mean, he runs for a tight end, he runs a 4.740, which is not bad at all. And he's 6'3", 246 pounds. He'd be a good pick, but I think there were, if I'm not mistaken, Braden, Chris, you guys remember, didn't he have some concussion issues?
I don't know the details on that. All I do know is today, the last second was, Dalton Kincaid potentially going to the Packers super early, so I'm surprised he's, kind of made it this far.
I don't know if he had any concussion problems, but I know that he gave the Aztecs headaches in a game a couple of years ago. I do remember him running up and down the field against the Aztecs. I don't think it was at Snapdragon yet. I think they were still up in Carson. But, Kincaid, he impressed me. Utah's tight ends. Mayer's another good tight end. But, Buffalo, I mean, Damian Harris, that's their running game right now. The old New England Patriot, Nyheim Hines, backs him up. It's still kind of hurting. But you know what? I'm just starting to get more and more impressed with you guys. The more we spend time together, the more you guys start making a whole lot more sense.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't have the feed yet. They're in a commercial break.
Oh, but they're in the break?
Yeah.
Well, let's just announce it.
All right.
I hate to just,
that's
keep
fine.
Everybody.
I got the bio on. You want me to announce it with the bio?
Yeah, to announce that you and the coach are right on the money again.
Dalton Kincaid, tight end, Utah.
First and 10 from the Colorado 28. Play action now for Rising. Cam looking, scanning down the field. Caught by Kincaid into the end zone. Touchdown!
Kincaid's career began at FCS San Diego. It ended with him leading FBS tight ends with 70 catches last fall. He has great hands, is a polished route runner, and is more athletic than Notre Dame's Michael Mayer. Kincaid is a willing blocker, but needs more size to handle NFL defenders.
Dalton Kincaid.
Very good, guys. Very good. Man, the thing is you guys, you kind of eased into this draft a little bit. The first 10, 12 picks, you kind of guys were finding your footing. But ever since that run of wide receivers started, you guys have been spot on. Very impressive.
We're having a lot of fun. We can't wait for round two tomorrow.
That's right. By the way,
wait a minute. Do we have to wait till tomorrow? I thought they just did round two tonight. We just stay up all night. Well, Braden orders some pizza, and we just stay up all night. So.
Dude, you crushed that foot-long, not even foot-long, the giant Jersey Mike sandwich, and now you're thinking about pizza, Chris?
No, not really.
I was going to say, I'm stuffed with my sandwich.
Throwing it out there.
Well, yeah, at 3 in the morning when they do round 4.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we get to the 4th round, we might get hungry.
Do you think Randy's Donuts will be open by then? The new donut shop?
The new Randy's Donuts. They got the giant donut up there in Inglewood. Dalton Kincaid, Utah, goes to the Buffalo Bills, so Dawson Knox will have some competition up there in Buffalo.
Hey, two tight end sets, Chris. Those are great.
Yeah, what do you think? Michael Mayer going to the Dallas Cowboys? Because Dallas needs a tight end.
Yes. I would say so. I thought
you guys going to hit another one. You guys are getting cocky now.
No, I think all the mock.
I know
drafts,
one thing: we can draft better than Jerry Jones can.
That's right.
Yeah, so maybe he should listen to you.
Jerry Jones usually has some pretty good drafts. It's what they do with the picks after the draft.
He does.
As much as I love knocking Jerry Jones, because I think I don't think he's that great of a general manager. He's a great.
They just showed
business guy.
A shot of the. Sorry, Braden. They just showed a shot of the Dallas War Room up there on television, the draft room. I don't know if they call it the War Room anymore, but they showed a shot of the Dallas draft room. Nobody has a smile on their face. Everybody is in a suit, business, stern, somber looks on their face. Unlike every other draft room they've shown today where everybody's in sweats and jumping up and down and slapping high fives. It's like a totally different ball game.
That's why they draft better
for the
than
Dallas
else.
Cowboys.
They just can't win.
Yeah, I think this kid from Notre Dame's got to go. This guy's a pretty talented guy.
Michael Mayer. If you guys hit another one, I'm going
to... All the mock drafts had Dallas taking either Dalton Kincaid, Michael Mayer, or Luke Musgrove. And Luke Musgrove and Michael Mayer are both available, especially after Dalton Kincaid gets picked. It's always that kind of, just the same thing in fantasy drafts, Chris. You get that pick that you wanted to take right in front of you go down.
It's I hate that.
It's a quick just kind of trigger.
I hate that when the guy gets taken right before
you're talking about. You're talking about the Dallas room. I've seen more smiles at a funeral than in that room.
No kidding, man.
It's a lot better outside.
Very somber look. Yeah, outside they got the cheerleaders and some fans cheering.
The Frisco party outside looks money.
Jerry Jones looked like he's about to make a pick to save the franchise here.
Well, I hope he doesn't reach for that kid out of Arkansas that they were talking about. That'd be a big reach.
Last time they drafted, they had like Darren McFadden.
Last time they drafted out of Arkansas was Jerry Jones, I think.
Yeah. Well, they drafted Darren McFadden.
Didn't he play at Arkansas?
Yeah, draft McFadden. He went to the. Didn't he went? He started with.
Oh,
the Raiders,
I say he started
the
Raiders.
Yeah, McFadden.
No,
was
who was the other guy? It was the other. They had an Arkansas running back a long time ago. Back when they had Hard Knocks, because Jerry Jones was licking his chops. It wasn't McFadden, though.
They signed him to a big contract, and then he got hurt.
Yeah, and then he got hurt. He was on Hard Knocks and stuff. It wasn't McFadden.
While we're reliving history, let's rewind a little bit to the beginning of the draft in case you just tuned in and you want to remember. You want to know who got picked early on. Bryce Young did go with the number one pick overall, the quarterback of Alabama. Now a Carolina Panther. The Houston Texans selected C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State, quarterback of the number two pick. Then the first big move of the day, the Texans acquiring the Cardinals' number three pick and drafting Will Anderson Jr., the edge rusher from Alabama. Richardson, the quarterback from Florida, he ended up going to the Colts at number four. Coach and Braden were kind of questioning that one a little bit. We'll see how it turns out. Derek Witherspoon, a cornerback, went to Illinois with number five. And on down the line it has gone. Some of the more notable picks, Jalen Carter, the troubled Georgia defensive tackle, fell to number nine right after Bijan Robinson was picked at number eight, the top running back in the draft by Texas. Moving on down just a little bit, there was a big run of wide receivers from picks 20 to 23, beginning with Jackson Smith and Jigba of Ohio State going to Seattle at 20, and then a host of correct picks in a row by our colleagues here, Coach and Braden, Zay Flowers and Addison of USC going to Minnesota, and Kevin O'Connell gets his man, and now Dalton Kincaid going to Buffalo with the 25th pick, and now we're on the 26th pick. And Dallas, these guys say it's going to be Michael Mayer. And if they hit another one, I'm not going to know what to do because I'm really starting to be impressed by you guys.
The
here.
Running back I was thinking about was Felix Jones.
Felix Jones out of Arkansas.
Back in 2008, number one
pick. Very good, Braden. Boy,
and then they gave him a ton of money, and then he got hurt.
And Jerry wanted him to be good so bad because he was an Arkansas kid.
Yeah, the guy they were looking at, there was talk about taking Drew Sanders, a linebacker out of Arkansas. He's a mid-second-round guy. They got to go with Mayer.
They've had some pretty decent drafts the last couple of years, Dallas Cowboys.
I just wonder what some of the other experts are saying out there on all the shows that are wrong.
Well, we're bearing down here a little bit.
You guys really are bearing down. I'm like having confidence. I'm going to be like disappointed if you're not correct on this pick.
Well, I'm going to be mad.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, sorry.
Never mind, we got pumped.
Well, not quite ready yet. We'll be ready in just a second.
Roger Goodell pumped the Westwood One crew and he faked right and jived left.
Roger Goodell faked like he was going to the podium.
Yeah.
Typical
Roger Goodell move right there.
While we're waiting for Roger Goodell, Coach, you remember when the draft was 12 rounds?
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
Took like a month for the whole thing.
No, it did. I remember, you know, Chris, when I started doing this draft, it was so long. It used to be 15 minutes. And I remember one day we did like 8 or 9 hours.
Oh, you and I would be on for,
God.
We would have to order pizza and sandwiches. Yeah.
And that was starting in the morning.
Yeah, we were on all day long, a couple of those drafts. Never thought they would end. And I never thought your guys' hot winning streak would end.
In the 2023 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Mozzie Smith, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Mozzie Smith, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Indiana is ambushed and taken down. Mozzie Smith says, not on my watch.
Not many D tackles are as tall and athletic as Smith. Throw in brute strength, and he is adept at clogging up the middle. Smith has limited effect as a pass rusher right now and won't make many plays outside the tackle box, but there's plenty of upside.
Well, you guys might not be happy. I'm not happy, but the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders look like they're ecstatic, so that's all that matters.
They were going to be ecstatic in regards
to you think they were going to be? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Could you imagine
Braden.
If the cheerleaders were sitting there and they're like,
wait,
just all upset?
It was supposed to be Michael Mayer.
That's what the Jets cheerleaders
come
probably
on, Jerry,
do.
What are you doing?
Well, this is a definite reach. I'm
whoa,
so.
Man.
Second round
getting
guy.
The, getting the R word out for Derek, for yeah. Jerry Jones.
Mid second round guy for me, the kid out of Michigan. Nice player, but definitely not the guy that I thought would go with the 26th overall pick in the draft. That's a big reach for me. That's about 18 spots higher than I thought he'd go.
I had Mazi Smith a couple picks later going to New Orleans, who actually needed a defensive tackle where the Cowboys didn't necessarily have that as one of their needs, especially the first round. We know when you can kind of fill some needs and still get the best guy available. But I would consider it a reach, too, for the Cowboys just because of what they were expected to draft and what they ended up drafting. And, you know, again, goes back to the thing of you could still get Mazi Smith later on in the draft. You might as well get somebody else first. So, interesting pick for the Dallas Cowboys, but continuing to improve their defense, which has kept them in most of their games.
That's true. Good point. I mean, Dallas, and, you know, the one thing I go back to with Jerry Jones, and it's only, I mean, people kind of criticize him a little bit for this, but it's understandable to me. If I was Jerry Jones, you'd go back to when you won the Super Bowl. You know, when they won, what did they win it, Coach? 3 times in 5 years with that squad. And
right.
And first it was Jimmy Johnson, and then Barry Switzer came in on the other one. But, you know, it was all Jerry Jones and those guys. And the one thing that I remember that Dallas had that no other team had at that time was like 15 defensive linemen that they could just keep rotating in and out of games. Do you remember this? I mean,
they just
kept bringing fresh bodies in there, and they would just wear teams out. Their defenses, they talk about a running game wearing down a defense. Dallas Cowboys had so many great run defenders that they would just wear out offensive lines.
That's
and
right.
And cripple teams by the end of the game. And they won 3 Super Bowls doing that. So I'm not surprised that they keep trying to draft depth on that defensive line.
Well, you know, I'm a little surprised. I mean, a lot of people had this guy going kind of like I had. They had him, you know, going somewhere in the second. Some people even had him as a third-round guy. And Baylor had a guy. And, Braden, you watch all those Big 12 games. Ika Siaki, the big kid out of Baylor, he was actually rated to go in the first or possibly early second round. We haven't heard his name. And the kid that Dallas just took, Mazi Smith, I mean, a nice player, doesn't have great foot speed, which a little bit of a concern. But most people had him a second or third round pick.
Yeah, Mazi at the tail, the, like, I'm talking about even like up to this morning, kind of jumped up on a lot of people's boards. Mel Kiper had him as the 30th overall player in the NFL draft this year. You know, Todd McShay had him a little bit in that kind of range as well. When you start looking at some of the overall rankings, and then you know the player you're talking about out of Baylor, he was very popular at the beginning of the offseason, and then all of a sudden, you know, started to fall a little bit, which, you know, for whatever reason. I mean, we don't have the medicals, and that's always a big talking point in the way the interviews go, and it's a big reason why some guys fall and some guys rise. I mean, we talked about that that one Georgia player that we still haven't seen get drafted yet, Nolan Smith. I mean, Nolan Smith was supposed to be, you know, a very high draft pick. In fact, a top 10 draft pick, and he's still not off the board yet as we get to pick 27.
Yeah, Will Levis is still available, guys. Just throwing that
Will
out.
Will Levis. Will Levis is going to be available like me and Braden and you are when we sign off tonight.
Is he going to be in the green room come
does
day
he have
three?
To stay in the green room overnight?
Does.
Is he allowed to leave and go back to his hotel?
Sorry, you're going to have
to stay.
Well,
I'll tell you what,
I
heard a rumor that if the Dolphins would have had a pick, they would have taken him, but unfortunately they lost their first-round pick.
Well, they might get him in the second round if they were really interested in him.
Well, like I said, he's going to be on the board like you and I and Braden are when we sign off.
Yeah, I don't know when the Dolphins pick in the second round. But
some fan you are, Chris.
Well, okay. I'm not going to go into my usual draft soliloquy.
You're focused on the Padres and trying to find a way for them to get some runs.
Dolphins
on the board.
Have the number 20 pick in the second round.
Well, they're going to get some runs the next couple of days when they play Saturday, Sunday. They're playing at 7,200 feet.
They don't hit any home runs this weekend. You're in. They're in serious.
All right. Nobody's. This show. I'm not allowing this show to deteriorate down the Padre road right now.
Because then we'll get like 100 phone calls.
Everybody will get all upset.
That's right.
All right. We're waiting on the Jacksonville Jaguars. While we wait, let's take a quick break. Draft coverage continues. 7 picks to go in the first round. We're here until the bitter end on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What position will your favorite team draft? This is the 2023 NFL Draft on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we only have 4 picks left in the first round. I'm starting to get sad, Coach. I don't want it ever to end. Chris Ello, the coach, John Quintero, Braden Suprenant, enjoying our coverage of the 2023 NFL Draft. Still to come, the Bengals, the Saints, who have the 49ers pick at number 30, and then the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles, and then finally the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Those are the 4 teams left on the board. We got to get Jacksonville's pick also at number 20. It's the 28th pick, but 27th overall. Does anybody understand that?
Because the Dolphins forfeited their pick.
Did somebody forfeit their pick?
The Dolphins did.
Why? What did they do? Oh, because they cheated.
That's right.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
They were tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Good point.
They also lost a pick for next year, too. I don't know. What is it, a third-round pick next year?
You're not cheating. You're not trying. The Dolphins always giving it their good college try. Nothing like your favorite team being run by a dumb owner. But we don't know anything about that in San Diego. So.
Hey, I wrote it down. They forfeited their 2023 first-round pick and the 2024 third-round pick next year.
Defensive end, Clemson.
Miles Murphy, edge rusher, Clemson.
They rush three. Murphy puts pressure on. Oh, we'll get him and sack him. Comes from behind and sacks Leary at the 14.
Murphy is a high-end combo of size, speed, and skill. He was a three-year producer for the Tigers, culminating in 6.5 sacks and first-team All-ACC honors last fall. Murphy's speed sets him apart for now. He'll need to add pass rush moves and overall polish for the NFL.
We got the Jaguars. Well, I don't have the announcer of the Jaguars.
Yeah, the Jaguars picked just ahead of the Bengals there, if you're keeping track. They got Anton Harrison, an offensive tackle.
Which I actually got, correct? You want to hear about Anton Harrison?
Well, since you got it right, yeah, let's hear about him.
Anton Harrison, tackle, Oklahoma. Harrison is a project, a true junior who showed much improvement this fall, in just one sack on 425 dropbacks. His resume includes 24 starts over the last two seasons and one first-team All-Big 12 selection. Harrison lacks top-end size and athleticism, but plays to his strengths to get the job done in the run and pass games. NFL speed might be an issue for him.
I had Anton Harrison going to the Jaguars at their original spot.
All right, Braden Sir Prennett.
So I fell on four picks on my original mock draft.
Not bad, considering all the movement that there is. Yes, Anton Harrison to Jacksonville with the 27th pick. And with the 28th pick, Miles Murphy, defensive end, edge rusher. Clemson goes to the Bengals. Coach, we're down to the final three picks of the first round. And you look at the best available guys on the board, and the surprising name, I guess, continues to be Nolan Smith from Georgia. Still hasn't been taken. Some people had him going top 10, top 15 at least, and you're down to number 30, 31, and 32. He's yet to be taken. Michael Mayer, tight end, Notre Dame. Joey Porter Jr., cornerback, Penn State. I'm not saying those are the next three guys taken, but those seem to be the next three guys that people are surprised the most that are not taken yet.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if Joey Porter and Nolan Smith weren't taken in two out of the last three. I know Kansas City, actually, they were looking at a guy that went a lot earlier in the draft than they anticipated, and that was Will McDonald, the edge rusher out of Iowa State, who went a lot earlier in this draft, a lot earlier than anybody would have anticipated. He ended up going to the New York Jets with the 15th overall pick. Now, I wanted to mention Antoine Harrison, the offensive lineman out of Oklahoma. I mean, he's a big, strong guy. Probably got to get a little bit better upper body strength, about 309 pounds at 6'6 right now. Most of his the problems he has are probably correctable. He just needs a little technique work, and I'm sure that they'll hone in on that. And then the other draft pick was Miles Murphy. Miles Murphy, by a lot of people's accord, they actually had him right behind Will Anderson, who went number three in this draft. Miles Murphy out of Clemson, good size guy. Nolan Smith, of course, was ranked third. And Tyree Wilson, who went real early out of Texas Tech, he was actually ranked number four by a lot of people that I talked to, and he went to the Raiders with the 7th overall pick. So, you know, Miles Murphy, a good player, and Nolan Smith still there, and we talked about Porter, and Michael Mayer, the tight end, still there, and he's definitely a first-round grade guy.
Well, we're coming down to the bitter end, Braden. I never thought I'd be sad that we were coming to the end of the first-round draft, but I've really enjoyed this. It's been a lot of fun. You guys have been great to deal with. You guys are – your information, your enthusiasm is – second to none. I'm just so excited. It's been fun working with you guys.
Well, you've done a hell of a job there tonight, Chris. I've been that guy that has to move everything around, and it's not all that easy, and you've done an outstanding job tonight.
I appreciate that. I've done all right. For being you know, but when you love the draft like I do, it's just a labor of love. So It's been well known that
no place you'd rather be.
25 years, I've always spoken not upbeat about the draft, but you guys have made it a lot of fun.
Over the years,
tonight.
You've worn down a little bit. You enjoyed a little bit more than you let on.
Chris Ello having the time of his life.
Time of my life, and my team didn't even have a draft selection today, and I'm still hanging in there. So.
Well, I'm a big 49er fan because of John Lynch, and I don't.
Were they the only two teams that didn't have a pick? The Dolphins and the Niners.
Rams didn't have a pick.
They're
not.
Either,
they don't have a single draft pick for the next 25 years.
The Rams.
Yeah. They exchanged the Super Bowl for 25 years worth of picks.
I would take that if I was a fan of a team. I would take a Super Bowl, and then you can take away my draft picks for a few years. That'd be fine.
Hey, the 49ers, they got 11 draft picks, but they don't have any until the third round.
That's where you rack up on depth plate pieces, which is exactly what the Niners could use.
Yeah, to get those special teams guys.
That's right. Yeah. Charger fans do not like the Quentin Johnston pick.
They don't?
No, they hate it.
What are they saying?
They're saying he's
a reach?
No,
they're dreaded R word.
They're saying, well, he only had 3 yards against Georgia, so he's not good enough for the Chargers' offense. Is one?
Yeah, it was kind of tough for the quarterback.
I don't think anybody had any yards against Georgia. That wasn't really a fair judgment.
It's called Mike Williams 2.0. Quote, dumb reach by a bad GM and terrible owner.
What's wrong with Mike Williams? In fact, you know what? It's kind of funny that you bring up Mike Williams because I look at Quentin Johnston being kind of a Mike Williams type. And, you know, Mike Williams, when he plays, is really good, but he's always hurt.
Right. So maybe he's the Mike Williams that stays healthy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Our lad's draft guide, Braden, they had Johnston, the number one wide receiver.
Charger fans are disgruntled, but I don't like Charger fans, so it's okay.
Yeah. It's your problem if you're still a Charger fan.
If you're still a Charger fan after watching what they did against the Dolphins in the playoffs, I got terrible news for you.
If I am?
No, I said if I'm talking out to the people out there. If you still root for the Chargers after what they did to you in the postseason last year, It's time.
Not
to
the
mix
Dolphins,
it up.
The Jaguars. You mean
the Jaguars?
You said the Dolphins.
Right.
That's what confused me.
Same deal. For
the Jaguars. Games. That was a pretty bad loss.
We got to get that. We got two picks left.
Three picks, including this one from the New Orleans Saints, who have finally been able to make a selection.
You can announce it if you want. I got the
Brian Breese. I think sophomore out of Clemson, and away we go on his bio.
Ryan Brzee, defensive tackle, Clemson.
Sims takes a shotgun snap. Here comes Brzee. Gets him and just takes him down.
He engulfed him.
He absolutely engulfed him.
Brzee went from the top high school recruit in the country to a two-time All-ACC selection for the Tigers. He is broad, strong, and athletic. A good combo for stopping the run. Brzee is not a pass-rushing threat at the moment and will need time to develop his overall game.
I had
almost pronounced his name perfectly, but
Brzee?
I missed it by
Brian Brzee. I had Mozzie Smith at that spot going to the Saints.
Well, you couldn't get that one right because he'd already been selected. But that's back-to-back Clemson guys.
That's a defensive tackle right there.
Back-to-back Clemson guys go in the draft.
They missed out on Mozzie, and they got
big moment for Clemson fans here.
He was actually the second-rated defensive tackle in this draft behind Jalen Carter, and he was still on the board. Some people saw him as a legit first guy, first-round guy. Others had him early second round, but, you know, not a bad pick at all, a junior eligible, and guys done some pretty good things at Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson, for them, had a bad year last year. I think they lost the Orange Bowl to Tennessee. That's not a good season for Clemson fans. They're used to being in the national playoff, but that's okay. A couple of good players out of Clemson going late in the first round with Murphy and then Brzee back-to-back here in the late going of the first round. That leaves us with two picks left in the first round. On the clock is the NFC champion, Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles already scored a potential big one with the number 9 overall pick and Jalen Carter. If they can get this kid's head on straight, they've obviously got a great player. Just a matter of his commitment, and we'll see. It was interesting that our guy Eddie Brown came on talking about Jalen Carter and said that there's even been further reports that, you know, he doesn't like to practice all the time. I mean, this guy can't win right now. He's got a lot of people to try and prove wrong, though, Braden. Well, that was like, maybe that'll work for him.
It's apples and oranges, but remember Laremy Tunsil when he got drafted?
Oh, yeah.
It was a disaster, right? It was like, this disaster. Guy's never going to be any good.
Yeah.
He's not focused. He's sitting there.
You had
with
a
the,
gas mask like the, that, didn't you?
Yeah. Chris Ello got it as a giveaway at the last Dolphins game that he played for.
I bid on it at the Dolphin, the official Dolphins alumni gas auction. Mask. Yeah.
But yeah, remember, I mean, he was getting crucified on that draft night, and he ends up being one of the best offensive tackles in the National Football League. He's got a huge contract, so it's just whether or not he wants to take the opportunity as a new lease on life and a new opportunity and try to put everything in the past behind it. But I think he's in the right culture in Philadelphia to potentially do that. And if he doesn't work out there, it's almost like that case a couple years ago when it's, if you couldn't get the job done in New England, you weren't getting the job done anywhere else. You weren't getting a second chance phone
call.
That
was the last chance place.
Yeah. So I think with Philly, I think that's a good spot for him. And, we'll see how it goes, because if Philly can just can keep kind of the last couple of months of problems that he has had and not turn it into a recurring issue, over his time in Philadelphia, they got a steal in the first round. I had them taking a defensive lineman here at this spot at this point, but Van Ness, obviously a lot higher than what people expected. So curious to see what Philly addresses. But Philly's in that spot right now to kind of draft for, players that can make an impact right now on a team that's competitive, not a team that needs to rebuild. So any player that's available at this spot that's a legit starter next year in the NFL is probably the direction they're going to go.
Okay, well, a couple of things. Jalen Carter, they said he didn't practice hard. A lot of that is because he's probably not challenged very hard in practice, even though he's going against guys at Georgia, a very talented guy, and probably takes plays off. You're going to find a little bit different when he gets in there with those Philadelphia Eagles. Braden, you've been to Philadelphia like I were. Those fans are rampant, and they're going to expect him to play hard, and the team's going to expect him to play hard. They want to go back to another Super Bowl. Now, as far as where we're going here, I think that two of the guys that Philadelphia wanted are gone. They wanted Gibbs, the running back, who went way early in this draft. They also were looking at the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma, Anton Harrison. He's gone. They can go anywhere. They could go after Nolan Smith. They could go Joey Porter here. It's kind of the cat's meow for them. They can go anywhere they want right now.
Surprised Joey Porter, hasn't been taken yet. And you mentioned Smith again. Nolan Smith still on the board. Do you think they take the two Georgia guys and really beef up their defense on two guys that just plummet in the draft?
Just what you want to do, bring Jalen Carter's best college pal in to play alongside of him.
Yeah, that's right.
They might.
Hey, you never
together.
Know, but I'll tell you what. Our boy Will Levis, he can't get out of that green room quick enough right now. Everybody's moving away from him. You can see the young man is just profusely sweating right now. He's looking at his phone, and I cannot imagine the Philadelphia Eagles taking him.
Well, I don't think Kansas City is going to take him next anyway. So he is sitting there praying that somebody wants to trade up in that number 31 spot and draft the quarterback instead of waiting for tomorrow. But
would you want to trade up and give him first-round money? You don't
exactly.
need to.
Exactly. Why trade up? That's why I find it interesting. I mean, Mel Kiper today's big, bold prediction was that the Rams would trade up and get Hendon Hooker at 31. I don't know why you would do that when you can wait around for the next four picks tomorrow, because the Steelers aren't going to draft them. Arizona's not going to draft them. Detroit's not going to draft them. And Indianapolis just drafted a quarterback. I mean, you could kind of wait. So I don't really understand that, but I think it's going to be a long time before Will Levis gets drafted. And I think it was bad on the NFL to think that he was going to be a first round pick and invite him to Kansas City. That's on the NFL.
According to my expert, Eddie Brown, whose research he provided me in the UT, the biggest reach of the first round in terms of lowest ranked guy is Anton Harrison, the Oklahoma tackle, who has just taken and I shouldn't say reach, but Eddie had him ranked number 43 overall, and he went just a couple of picks ago to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then ahead of that, it was Mozzie Smith, who the Cowboys took from Michigan with their first pick. Eddie had him ranked 39th. But other than that, everybody's pretty much followed the script.
I think the Eagles are going to cash in on another drop. I think they're going to get Nolan Smith.
How about Brian Branch at Alabama? He's still on the board, the safety.
I had him going to Kansas City, but I don't know if he's going to be a first-round pick or not.
Boy, you're going to finish up with a flourish, Braden?
That's my last two picks. Nolan Smith and then Branch out of Alabama.
Joey
Porter will go early in the second round then, I guess.
Maybe. I mean, one of those three guys has to go in the second round.
Yeah.
Yes, they can't all be taken with the next two picks.
That's right.
That's for sure.
They got hosed because the Dolphins had to sacrifice their pick. Hurting the ball club, Chris. Dolphins, you're hurting the NFL, Chris.
Dolphins making only 31 people first-round money this year instead of 32 because of their selfish owner cheating.
To no avail,
by the way. The Dolphins cheated and got nothing out of it other than a penalty.
How about not a single non-Power 5 player getting drafted?
Not yet.
Not yet in the first round.
Yeah. Well, from a non-power conference, that saddens me.
They're all being developed
by
the group of five, and they're going to go to the Power 5.
There we go.
We
might have the Eagles pick coming up soon here.
Yeah, it's not surprising, Braden, but that is an interesting point.
Well, I mean, because in years past, I mean, you can find guys in different spots, but I think with the transfer portal and everything.
Right, all the transfers, all the good players.
They develop at Mountain West schools and they go play in the SEC.
It's only going to get worse.
Oh, exactly. So
it's only going to get more pronounced, you're saying, Coach?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Hey, Braden Suprenant.
How about that?
You might have gotten another. The Eagles.
Hey, hang on. Here we go.
Going crazy.
NFL draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select Nolan Smith, linebacker, Georgia.
Nolan Smith, edge rusher, Georgia.
They're coming after him. Schley going to be sacked again. Nolan Smith came around the right edge as Schley steps up in the pocket, and Nolan Smith brings him down.
A torn pec limited Smith to just 8 games and 18 tackles last fall. But in 2021, he posted 9 tackles for loss and 3 forced fumbles as the Bulldogs won the first of their back-to-back titles. Smith plays bigger than his 6'2", 238, a better run defender than pass rusher at the moment.
So they take the two Georgia Bulldogs on the defensive front that both fell, and the team that was in the Super Bowl last year in the NFC get two national champions from a year ago.
Well, yeah. Both these guys, hey, you know what? Here's the deal. I mean, Nolan Smith, I don't know why he dropped. We know why Jalen Carter, you know, didn't go, you know, right off the bat. I mean, he still went number 9 overall. Nolan Smith is a top 10 guy. And, yeah, he's going at the tail end of the first round, but they got two damn good football players if they get their head and you know what wired together.
They got two top 10 picks in the first round of the draft.
That's right.
Now, what a great job by the Eagles.
Great job by the Eagles. You guys are giving them an A?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Now, I'm giving them an A tonight. We'll see over the next 3 or 4 years if these guys, you know, keep their head on a swivel and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's like grading trades.
And man, these two guys here really should be the next two really outstanding defensive players for the Philadelphia Eagles for a number of years.
The thing is, the only thing I'll say, and I have no idea. I mean, these guys could both be great. But the only thing that I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, when you play on a defense as dominant as George's, can it be difficult once in a while to grade out the individual players and wonder if they're not just being successful because the 10 guys around them are kicking everybody else's butt and making it easy for these guys to do their thing?
Well, Philly's got 4 of those guys now, so they
just filled it out.
They just drafted the Georgia Bulldogs. They
have
4 members of the greatest defense in college football history in the last 2 years. I mean, they're reuniting that Georgia Bulldogs national championship team on defense. I mean, what a
concept. Yeah, I mean, they got Kobe Dean, who was a stud. They got Jordan Davis, who they took those two guys last year. Now they get Smith and Carter. I mean, obviously, They know Kirby Smart well. They've done their due diligence, and hey, they wouldn't have taken both of these guys if they didn't think they could, you know, keep them under control. But I want to talk to Eddie tomorrow. I understand why Carter went, you know, number nine. He probably should have went, you know, he very well could have been number one, to be honest with you. If those two teams at the top didn't need a quarterback, he could have gone number one very easily in some years. But with Nolan Smith, I want to know why he dropped so much.
Well, they're bringing out the Super Bowl trophies for the Kansas City Chiefs. Interesting that they only brought two of them out.
As opposed to all of them?
They have three. I mean,
they don't want the third
they
one.
They don't want to give credit to the old Hank Stram team
coach. Hank Stram and Otis Taylor and Len Dawson.
You got to give those. I mean, seriously, they brought out two Super Bowl trophies for the Chiefs.
It's all about recent history.
They've won three.
They got a third podium.
Maybe they're bringing the third one out later.
They lost it. They broke it.
Or maybe the third one is just they're presenting it tonight.
Oh, that's true.
Because there's a third podium out there. They got to bring a third trophy out there.
I would imagine.
For the Chiefs, they've won three.
It's Lenny Dawson's one.
Coach, you got to matriculate that trophy out onto the stage.
That's right. And, you know, unfortunately, we lost both Lenny Dawson and Otis Taylor here the last few months. And, boy, what great history. Number 16, Lenny Dawson. Number 89, Otis Taylor. Boy, what a 1-2 punch there, huh?
Can you imagine if Patrick Mahomes, halftime of the Super Bowl, was sitting there puffing on a lung dart?
like Lenny Dawson.
And drinking a Fresca?
That's right, drinking a Fresca.
Hey, you know what? He probably puffed on more than one lung dart. They got their butt kicked by Green Bay in that game.
That's right.
Yeah, they didn't do so well that game. But that's what they made up for it in that. And they made up for it in Super Bowl IV.
And I
recommend to anybody much younger than me that's never seen the Super Bowl IV film.
No, I haven't watched the
Hank Stram was the best, man. I loved Hank Stram.
You've never seen the official Super Bowl film of Super Bowl IV with Hank Stram mic'd on the sidelines.
All I've heard is the keep matriculating the ball.
You've got to watch the whole thing because it's 30 minutes worth of classic lines like that.
He had his tie and red vest.
The whole show is that, Braden.
Oh, my God.
If you think matriculating the ball down the field is funny, you got to watch the whole rest of the thing.
So I can use those lines with the kids I coach.
So
they have
classic.
No idea what I'm saying. That was like last week at softball.
Come on, Braden. You need to know
Forrest Gump reference, and nobody had any idea what
I was
talking
about. You need to know 65 toss power trap.
That's
pop wide open.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, I remember when Hank Stram was doing the Monday night game with Jack Buck, and I was working out there. We were all at the old station years and years ago, and I remember. Hank Stram knew Bill Werndell real well, and he came into the booth, and I met Hank Stram, and I was, like, all fired up, man.
Meeting
Hank Stram was the best.
Oh, man. Hank Stram with a black suit and red tie, even on a 150-degree day. He didn't care.
I have to say this, though. You know, later life, he wore a toupee, and it wasn't a good toupee.
It was a poor toupee. Agreed.
Yeah, it was.
All right, who are the Chiefs going to pick to finish out the first round? Braden, you sticking with your guy?
That's just who I had, but
are you staying with it or not?
I thought it was kind of a reach when I picked it. I mean, do they really need a safety? They need defensive back help. I mean, what does Kansas City need? Receivers?
I don't know. They don't need
tight end. Says tight end.
Desperate
you know, Michael,
for anything.
Can you imagine Michael Mayer and Travis Kelce on the same squad?
How about an edge rusher out of? I'm just going to take, and I don't know if this guy's even a first-round guy, but how about the edge rusher out of LSU, B.J. Ojulari?
All right.
Ojulari. You just wanted to try to pronounce that.
Yeah, Ojulari.
They take
that could be my new guy.
I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to change it. I think they stay with a Kansas State product. I think they stay
K-State.
In Kansas. And I think they get Felix Nzudike Uzma.
Okay.
Uzuma, defensive end. So I'm on the defensive end train with Coach, but I'm going with the K-State guy.
Well, they got to replace Frank Clark.
Yeah.
Big piece missing. Well, we have one more pick in the first round, then we'll recap what we saw in the first round before we get out of here at the top of the hour. That did one thing. 4 hours flew by here, guys.
That was so quick.
It really did.
This I can still have time to work on my show for tomorrow and get all my good Padre content in.
Oh, man, you're going to be so nice to the Padres tomorrow. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. Don't forget to tune into the coach's show with Braden at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Or 10 o'clock tomorrow. What am I saying?
10 o'clock. We haven't 10 o'clock. 12 o'clock in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We got a lot of guests tomorrow, too.
Eddie Brown and his band of renown.
Annie Halperin on tomorrow. How about that?
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Annie will not be in Mexico with the team.
Yeah. We're going to have, hopefully, going to get Tony from Mexico City on the show tomorrow. We're going to effort to do that.
I was going to say, they don't have the off day tomorrow, right?
Yeah, they don't play tomorrow.
Yeah, they have an off day.
Yeah.
They'll be in the cantina.
That's right.
I wonder if they're going to bring the third Super Bowl trophy out. I'm really a little perplexed by this.
They're looking for it right now.
They can't locate it. I mean, you know, the franchise in Kansas City, the third Super Bowl championship deserves to be recognized.
It's that paperweight in the back that's collecting dust.
Yeah. Deserves to be recognized. The Chiefs are really drawing this out.
The Lombardi trophy.
That's good. They got to try to get it to 9 o'clock for television contract.
Yeah, well, let's hurry it up. We gotta get out of here by 9 o'clock. We gotta get the final pick in here from the Chiefs. The pick is in. We need the commissioner.
The pick has been in for a while.
It has, man. They're really dragging on this.
I'm sure the folks in Kansas City probably enjoyed this tonight. It's probably a lot of fun for them.
They bring it. Oh, here comes the third trophy.
They had 125,000 people there.
They finally brought the third trophy out. Clark, is it Clark Hunt? Lamar Hunt's son?
Yes.
He does a nice job.
Yeah, he does.
He does a really good job. He's very gracious.
I'm still waiting. I got it in my ear here. I'll let you know when they go to the podium. But here we go. Let's go.
How about it, Kansas City?
Thanks, Clark.
With the 31st pick of the 2023 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Felix Anudike Uzama, defensive end, Kansas State.
Uh-huh.
Braden Soprano finishes with a flourish.
Yeah, we don't have an audio of him though.
You nailed it, Braden.
There we go.
On the final pick of the day,
K-State staying in Kansas. They needed an edge rusher. I basically just took what Coach said and just thought about the local guy. So.
Well, I'll tell you, the two of you working together came up with it.
We hit on a couple.
Felix and Adike Uzoma, Kansas State.
Outstanding hands, does the
overall,
dirty work.
We did a pretty good job tonight, I think.
You guys are really good. These. I'm very impressed. Normally, you go through the whole draft, nobody gets a single pick right, except for like the first two. So I think you guys were really, really good.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot we all got the first pick right.
Yeah, we all got one. We all had one in the bank at the beginning.
That's right.
All right, well, thanks to Westwood One for their sporadic coverage of the draft, which we jumped the board there to try and bring you as good a live coverage as we possibly can. Hopefully, if you're on a long ride somewhere tonight and you're a fan of the NFL draft, you're able to follow along, and I hope we're able to keep you entertained and informed. But it all started about 4 hours ago with Bryce Young, the quarterback from Alabama, going to the Carolina Panthers. C.J. Stroud from Ohio State went to the Houston Texans. The Texans also traded up for the third pick and got Will Anderson Jr., the edge rusher from Alabama. Anthony Richardson, Florida, went to Indianapolis Colts at 4. Devin Witherspoon of Illinois went number 5. Some of the other highlights, Jalen Carter, number 9, went to the Philadelphia Eagles, who also got Nolan Smith, his teammate from Georgia. And there was a run of 4 receivers in the 20 to 23 range, with the Chargers taking Quentin Johnston of TCU at number 21. Coach John Cantara, any final thoughts here before we head on out?
I guess my thoughts would be a lot of great athletes obviously were drafted tonight. We'll digest this a little bit, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but I'm a little surprised that a guy like Nolan Smith was on the board as late as he was. I'm surprised that Joey Porter Jr. Didn't go earlier in this draft. I thought he'd go, somewhere between maybe, 15 and 19. He's still there. And I think Anthony Richardson going as early as he did in this draft, I'm a little shocked there. I think he's going to be a real project. I know Shane Steichen, the former offensive coordinator of the Chargers now, is the head guy there in Indianapolis, and we'll see what he can get done. But I thought that was as big a reach in this draft as I saw. And there were some others, but that one, because it was so high in the draft, really stands out. We'll see where it goes. I hope the young man ends up having a 10 to 12 year career, and I hope he proves me wrong, but I think right now that was a little bit too much for me.
All right, Braden, you were on point most of the night. Do you want to finish up with a good point or two?
I was surprised too, like Coach said, about Joey Porter Jr. not being a first round pick. I thought, you know, if Branch gets picked, it's probably near the end. He ends up going to the second round as well. I was really surprised at Nolan Smith falling as far as he did. You know, overall, I mean, my big winner tonight is definitely Philadelphia. I thought, you know, they took advantage of the whole concept of drafting best available. And when guys fell, they went and got them. And they have now four Georgia Bulldogs off of that defense from a couple of years ago that won their first national championship. And now a couple of Georgia Bulldogs that have won two national championships. So I think the biggest winner tonight is definitely Philly. I think the biggest loser is Detroit. I think they could have got better. I think they could have got more players on top of what they currently drafted. I like Jamar Gibbs and Jack Campbell. I just thought they could have been picked a little bit later, and they probably could have added one other first round pick to that group. I thought Atlanta kind of reached on Bijan Robinson, you know, just because I didn't think that was a big fit for them. And I agree with Coach. On Anthony Richardson. To me, Anthony Richardson was going to have success if he went to a place that, you know, had a quarterback, you know, like a Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, where he could kind of play underneath him for like a year or two, and then take over the reins of the program. But, you know, Indianapolis is going to throw him out there, and we haven't seen a lot of success out of players that have only started in college for one season and get thrown to the fire immediately, like a Mitchell Trubisky, like a Will Levis, who obviously hasn't been drafted yet, you know, Paxton Lynch that we talked about. So I'm really curious to see what Indianapolis does with Anthony Richardson, because I agree with Coach. I feel like the project is not what the Colts need right now. They probably should have got a guy that they could have depended on a little bit more, and I'm surprised they didn't try to trade up to try to get a guy like C.J. Stroud.
All right, guys. Well done on all counts, and we appreciate you joining us out there. Will Levis, Michael Mayer, Joey Porter Jr., among those will have to wait until tomorrow, rounds 2 and 3, and then over the weekend they will finish up the National Football League draft. Coach and Braden will be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Eddie Brown will be among their guests to talk draft, so make sure you join that. And then Tony Gwynn Jr. and myself at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Padres have the day off, so we'll have a full four-hour show. Again, thanks for listening to our draft coverage. For Braden Suprenant, the coach, John Quintero, I'm Chris Ello. Have a great rest of your evening. From all of us here at the number one sports station in San Diego, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you.
It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Graham?
No, I haven't watched the highlights of Super Bowl.
Hank Stram was the best, man. I loved Hank Stram.
You've never seen the official Super Bowl film of Super Bowl IV with Hank Stram mic'd on the sidelines.
All I've heard is the keep matriculating the ball.
Well,
then
you've got to watch the whole thing because it's 30 minutes worth of classic lines like that.
He had his tie and red vest.
The whole show is that, Braden.
Oh, my God.
If you think matriculating the ball down the field is funny, you got to watch the whole rest of the thing.
So I can use those lines with the kids I coach.
So
they have
classic.
No idea what I'm saying. That was like last week at softball.
Come on, Braden. You need to know
Forrest Gump reference, and nobody had any idea what I was talking
about. You need to know
about.
65 toss power trap.
That's
could pop
right.
wide open.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, I remember when Hank Stram was doing the Monday night game with Jack Buck, and I was working out there. We were all at the old station years and years ago, and I remember. Hank Stram knew Bill Werndell real well, and he came into the booth, and I met Hank Stram, and I was, like, all fired up, man.
Maybe
Hank Stram was the best.
Oh, man. Hank Stram with a black suit and red tie, even on a 150-degree day. He didn't care.
I have to say this, though. You know, later life, he wore a toupee, and it wasn't a good toupee.
It wasn't poor toupee. Agreed.
Yeah, it was.
All right,
yeah.
Who are the Chiefs going to pick to finish out the first round? Braden, you sticking with your guy?
That's just who I had, but
well, are you staying with it or not?
I thought it was kind of a reach when I picked it. I mean, do they really need a safety? They need defensive back help. I mean, what does Kansas City need? Receivers?
I don't know. They don't need
tight end. Says tight end.
Desperate,
you know,
Michael, for anything.
Can you imagine Michael Mayer and Travis Kelce on the same squad?
How about an edge rusher out of? I'm just going to take, and I don't know if this guy's even a first-round guy, but how about the edge rusher out of LSU, B.J. Ulalari?
All right.
You just wanted to try to pronounce that.
Yeah, Ojulari.
They take
that could be my new guy.
I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to change it. I think they stay with a Kansas State product. I think they stay in Kansas. And I think they get Felix Enzudike Uzma.
Okay.
Uzuma, defensive end. So I'm on the defensive end train with Coach, but I'm going with the K-State guy.
Oh, they got to replace Frank Clark.
Yeah.
Big piece missing. Well, we have one more pick in the first round, then we'll recap what we saw in the first round before we get out of here at the top of the hour. That did one thing. 4 hours flew by here, guys.
That was so quick.
It really did.
Yeah, I can still have time to work on my show for tomorrow and get all my good Padre content in.
Oh, man, you're going to be so nice to the Padres tomorrow. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. Don't forget to tune into the coach's show with Braden at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Or 10 o'clock tomorrow. What am I saying?
10 o'clock. We haven't done 12 o'clock in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We got a lot of guests tomorrow, too.
Eddie Brown and his band of renown.
Annie Halperin on tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Annie will not be in Mexico with the team.
Yeah. We're going to have, hopefully, going to get Tony from Mexico City on the show tomorrow. That's we're going to effort to do that.
I was going to say, they don't have the off day tomorrow, right?
Yeah, they don't play tomorrow.
Yeah, they have an off day.
Yeah.
They'll be in the cantina.
That's right.
I wonder if they're going to bring the third Super Bowl trophy out. I'm really a little perplexed by this.
They're looking for it right now.
They can't locate it. I mean, you know, the franchise in Kansas City, the third Super Bowl championship deserves to be recognized.
It's that paperweight in the back that's collecting dust.
Yeah. Deserves to be recognized. The Chiefs are really drawing this out.
The Lombardi trophy.
That's good. They got to try to get it to 9 o'clock for television contract.
Yeah, well, let's hurry it up. We gotta get out of here by 9 o'clock. We gotta get the final pick in here from the Chiefs. The pick is in. We need the commissioner.
The pick has been in for a while.
It has, man. They're really dragging on this.
I'm sure the folks in Kansas City probably enjoyed this tonight. It's probably a lot of fun for them.
They bring it. Oh, here comes the third trophy.
They had 125,000 people there.
They finally brought the third trophy out. Is it Clark Hunt? Lamar Hunt's son?
Yes.
He does a nice job.
Yeah, he does.
He does a really good job. He's very gracious.
I'm still waiting. I got it in my ear here. I'll let you know when they go to the podium. But here we go. Let's go.
How about it, Kansas City?
Thanks, Clark.
With the 31st pick of the 2023 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Felix Anudike Uzama, defensive end, Kansas State.
Uh-huh.
Braden Soprenet finishes with a flourish.
Yeah, we don't have an audio of him though.
You nailed it, Braden.
There we go.
On the final pick of the day,
K State staying in Kansas. They needed an edge rusher. I basically just took what Coach said and just thought about the local guy. So,
well, I'll tell you, the two of you working together came up with it.
We hit on a couple.
Felix and Adike Uzoma, Kansas State.
Outstanding hands, does the
overall,
dirty work.
We did a pretty good job tonight, I think.
You guys are really good. I'm very impressed. Normally, you go through the whole draft, nobody gets a single pick right, except for like the first two. So I think you guys were really, really good.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot we all got the first pick right.
Yeah, we all got one. We all had one in the bank at the beginning.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks to Westwood One for their sporadic coverage of the draft, which we jumped aboard there to try and bring you as good a live coverage as we possibly can. Hopefully, if you're on a long ride somewhere tonight and you're a fan of the NFL draft, you're able to follow along, and I hope we were able to keep you entertained and informed. But it all started about 4 hours ago with Bryce Young, the quarterback from Alabama, going to the Carolina Panthers. C.J. Stroud from Ohio State went to the Houston Texans. The Texans also traded up for the third pick and got Will Anderson Jr., the edge rusher from Alabama. Anthony Richardson, Florida, went to Indianapolis Colts at 4. Devin Witherspoon of Illinois went number 5. Some of the other highlights, Jalen Carter, number 9, went to the Philadelphia Eagles, who also got Nolan Smith, his teammate from Georgia. And there was a run of 4 receivers in the 20 to 23 range, with the Chargers taking Quentin Johnston of TCU at number 21. Coach John Cantara, any final thoughts here before we head on out?
I guess my thoughts would be a lot of great athletes obviously were drafted tonight. We'll digest this a little bit, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. But, you know, I guess I'm a little surprised that a guy like Nolan Smith was on the board as late as he was. I'm surprised that Joey Porter Jr. Didn't go earlier in this draft. I thought he'd go, somewhere between maybe, 15 and 19. He's still there. And I think Anthony Richardson going as early as he did in this draft, I'm a little shocked there. I think he's going to be a real project. I know Shane Steichen, the former offensive coordinator of the Chargers now, is the head guy there in Indianapolis, and we'll see what he can get done. But I thought that was as big a reach in this draft as I saw. And there were some others, but that one, because it was so high in the draft, really stands out. We'll see where it goes. I hope the young man ends up having a 10 to 12 year career, and I hope he proves me wrong, but I think right now that was a little bit too much for me.
All right, Braden, you were on point most of the night. Do you want to finish up with a good point or two?
I was surprised too, like Coach said, about Joey Porter Jr. not being a first round pick. I thought, you know, if Branch gets picked, it's probably near the end. He ends up going to the second round as well. I was really surprised at Nolan Smith falling as far as he did. You know, overall, I mean, my big winner tonight is definitely Philadelphia. I thought, you know, they took advantage of the whole concept of drafting best available. And when guys fell, they went and got them. And they have now four Georgia Bulldogs off of that defense from a couple of years ago that won their first national championship. And now a couple of Georgia Bulldogs that have won two national championships. So I think the biggest winner tonight is definitely Philly. I think the biggest loser is Detroit. I think they could have got better. I think they could have got more players on top of what they currently drafted. I like Jamar Gibbs and Jack Campbell. I just thought they could have been picked a little bit later, and they probably could have added one other first round pick to that group. I thought Atlanta kind of reached on Bijan Robinson, you know, just because I didn't think that was a big fit for them. And I agree with Coach. On Anthony Richardson. To me, Anthony Richardson was going to have success if he went to a place that, you know, had a quarterback, you know, like a Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, where he could kind of play underneath him for like a year or two, and then take over the reins of the program. But, you know, Indianapolis is going to throw him out there. And we haven't seen a lot of success out of players that have only started in college for one season and get thrown to the fire immediately, like a Mitchell Trubisky, like a Will Levis, who obviously hasn't been drafted yet, you know, Paxton Lynch that we talked about. So I'm really curious to see what Indianapolis does with Anthony Richardson, because I agree with Coach. I feel like the project is not what the Colts need right now. They probably should have got a guy that they could have depended on a little bit more, and I'm surprised they didn't try to trade up to try to get a guy like C.J. Stroud.
All right, guys. Well done on all counts, and we appreciate you joining us out there. Will Levis, Michael Mayer, Joey Porter Jr., among those will have to wait until tomorrow, rounds 2 and 3, and then over the weekend they will finish up the National Football League draft. Coach and Braden will be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Eddie Brown will be among their guests to talk draft, so make sure you join that. And then Tony Gwynn Jr. and myself at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Padres have the day off, so we'll have a full four-hour show. Again, thanks for listening to our draft coverage. For Braden Suprenant, the coach, John Quintera, I'm Chris Ello. Have a great rest of your evening. From all of us here at the number one sports station in San Diego, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintera. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintera Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.